Devoted to Her is dedicated to the health, wellness, and overall well-being of women of color, with direct emphasis on their mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Samantha Jade Miner, but since we're all friends, you can call me Sam. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to a new episode of Devoted to Her. As I said in the intro, I am your host, Samantha Jade Miner, but we're all friends, so you can call me Sam. Today, I am telling you my feelings behind my baptism. I shared on social media when it happened, just a video of it, giving God all the glory and just showing what He brought me through. But I wanted to really talk about it, you know? Many say to be baptized is a public declaration of your faith, and that you're a committed follower of Jesus Christ. To me, it's almost too hard to put into words. It's emotional. It's an emotional experience. But I'm going to try my best to get my feelings out about it. You see, I lived my life thinking I was this amazing person, that my sins weren't all that bad, you know, compared to the sins of others. Years ago, every Sunday, I was dropping my kids off to Sunday school. Then I went to the main sanctuary to praise, worship, and be filled with the Word of God. Yet, I was a bona fide sinner Monday through Saturday, and I was back at church on Sunday. Now, I know a lot of people can relate to that. You may not want to talk about it, but you can relate to it. Some were going straight to church after the club, not going home to sleep at all, just rolling straight into church, right? Now, to me, like I said, I wasn't doing anything terrible. Like, I wasn't doing anyone wrong. I wasn't out trying to get anyone, doing people dirty. That wasn't me. I wasn't lying, cheating, or stealing. But what I was doing, I was fornicating, I was clubbing, I was drinking, I was cursing, and I was ready to fight at the slightest hint of disrespect. Like, I was knuck if you buck, especially if I had some Hennessy in me. Whew, how foolish was I? But, you know, Devoted to Her is all about being real, right? So, can I be real with you? Let's be real. I believed in God. Kind of. I think I was going through the motions, but was also too scared to really do anything too crazy. You know, just in case. Now, a part of me, not too deep down, always felt regret for the things I was doing. But I used the excuse that I had been kicked out of home at 15 and a single mom of five, and I had been in the abusive relationship with my older five kids' father for many years since I was 17. And I wanted to be free and not worry about God's judgment. It was my turn to turn up and have fun. This is what I was telling myself as I was feeling a pull, not realizing that pull was a pull. It was God trying to pull me to Him, and I was trying to pull away because I wanted to have fun. I just wanted to have fun. Before I even had kids, I was helping take care of my younger sister, who's 8 years younger than me. And I just, all around, no matter where I looked, nothing was fair. So this was all in my mid-20s, which now at 43 feels like a lifetime ago. It actually feels like someone else's life, not mine. I say that because the life I live now looks drastically different than the life I had back then. I've got two extra kids. I'm divorced, not from the older kid's father, but from the younger kid's father. Now I very much have the fear of God in me. Fear in this case meaning respect and in awe of Him. After God saved me from cancer, not once, but twice, He saved me from the abusive relationship with my older kid's father and a marriage that I openly admit I never should have been in the first place, and a slew of other things, I know God exists. You can't tell me he doesn't. I know that God loves me, but he also corrects me when I'm wrong, when I get off track. That correction can sometimes feel like he's being extra hard on me, but his love makes up for it. For him to correct me means that that's how he's showing his love. When I was baptized back on October 1st, 2023, it was more than a public declaration of my faith. I went in the water, broken, lost, and unsure of what the future held for me. I came out of the water whole, feeling seen, and yet I still was unsure of what the future held for me. But the difference that came shortly after, once I was back home in dry clothes, was I may not know what the future holds for me, but I know who holds my future in his hands. It's written in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Prior to that day, I had already turned my life around, all the way around. When I said that I felt lost, I did. Because I was trying to figure out this new me, who I was with God. After the baptism, things began to fall into place and questions were answered. And I realized I was still me. I'm goofy, I'm loving, I'm nurturing, and so many other things that I'm proud of. The good things were still here, but the bad was now gone. The parts of me that didn't glorify God were now gone. The urge to do the things I was doing was gone also. To me, being baptized was the beginning of the rest of my life walking with God and surrendering to his will for my life. I can honestly say I know what it means when the scripture says that God renews our minds. It's a beautiful thing. And no, I'm not perfect. I don't think I'm perfect. Nothing about me is perfect. I am still flawed. But I know that God loves me, flaws and all. And I know that the times that I have messed up since my baptism, that I repent and God forgives me. I have a lot more understanding of God and a lot more grace with myself because I know very well what condemnation is, and the Bible says there is no condemnation. I'm honored to have been baptized and to give my life to God. And I'm honored to be able to share the story with you. That's it for this episode of Devoted to Her. I hope that my story touches someone out there. If it does, feel free to reach out to me on social media. All of my information will be in the show notes. You can follow along with me on YouTube. I really do feel blessed and honored. And until next time, as always, take care of you.